Welcome into the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Matt Greenwood alongside me. It is Rob Coleman, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, who win their first round matchup over Arcadia Valley in the Central Christmas Tournament, advancing on to tomorrow to take on the two-seeded North County Raiders. Coach, let's first address your game here tonight. Derek Morgenthaler got on fire early on, 13 points in the first quarter. Kind of a quiet second, only 2 points there, but really picked things up in the fourth to kind of help seal the win here for you.
Well, they were in his own early, and Derek's a pretty good shooter from the outside when you, when he'll shoot the ball. I'm constantly telling him, hey, you need to shoot more when it comes to games. But we were able to get him open on the baseline a lot against their zone. And, you know, and he hit shots, and that's what Derek, you know, has to bring to our team. You know, he may not be the quickest, most athletic defensive guy, but he definitely can put the ball in the basket when he's ready to shoot. And then when they run at him, he's got a pretty good little shot fake and a pull-up jumper too, which can be effective. So it's good that he gets going. With Chad being sick or being hurt, you know, we really need that other guy, and I hope this carries into other games.
Second on the team in scoring tonight, Gabe Grimminger, so quick. I mean, and you knew he was going to be quick because he's a wide receiver and he's one of the fastest guys around here, you know, on the football field. But on the basketball court as well, did a great job, I thought, of really just controlling the offense all night.
Yeah, he's really tough to guard. He's so low to the ground and like you said, quick. You know, he's a good track athlete. And so, you know, Gabe's been a good point guard for us for the last 4 years. And that's a good thing about it. When teams are going to come start running at you to trap, you can almost just say, hey, Gabe, you know, split those traps, be aggressive and attack the basket. And that's what he does. Sometimes he gets stuck, you know, in some spots where he shouldn't be. But that's going to happen when you put so much weight on one guy's shoulders to kind of carry your team through all that.
You mentioned the Dunsey injury. So I thought it was real important for you guys to have Darian Brown and Logan Trollinger from the JV squad kind of pull up and get some minutes for you. 9 points off the bench between the two of them. How important was it to have them in action tonight?
Well, it's real important. I mean, they can attack the basket. They're really athletic. They bring some defense. They rebound for even as small as they are because of their quick and their explosiveness. They rebound really well, kind of like Grimminger does as a guard. And so, you know, they just bring a lot of things that we need. And you know, like other guys that are defensive guys, like maybe Sam Stolzer, Camden Rowe, and Drew Toombs, you know, those guys pretty much give us our defense and stuff. It's nice to have a few other guards that can actually give us some offense, too.
North County next on the schedule for you. Hayden Sprinkle, that's all that really needs to be said about North County, right?
Well, you know, yeah, obviously he's a great player, and he's the main scorer and the best shooter around the area for sure. But, you know, they play 10 guys, maybe even more than that. And, you know, maybe those guys can't shoot as well as Sprinkle, but they're just a tough all-around team. They push the ball. They pressure the entire game. And so it's going to be a very up-and-down, fast-paced game. And, you know, and if they catch fire, you know, they score a lot of points, and that's going to be tough for us because normally we don't do that. And so it's going to be a big challenge for us to take care of the ball and to keep up with the scoring.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get some rest.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Congrats on the win.
Thanks.
Rob Coleman, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. It's the Dragons on to the second round of the Central Christmas Tournament. They'll take on North County again tomorrow on J98. All right, more second half action between Farmington and Fredericktown on J98.